Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. So, we continue the discussion on the jinn. In the last discussion, we spoke about the jinn being created from fire. Wal janna khalaqnahu min qablu min nari samum, from smokeless fire. Iblis, when he argued as to why he did not want to prostrate before Adam alayhi salam, he said, khalaqtani min nari wa khalaqtahu min teen. You created me from fire and you created him from soil. But we explained that in the same way that the origin of man is soil, but man is not made up of soil. Man can be punished with soil. You can throw a brick at a person, a baked brick, and you can injure that person. Similarly, the origin of the jinn is fire, but they're not made up of fire. And we discussed that incident where Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam throttled Iblis, who's from the jinn, for disturbing him in salah, and he could feel his spittle on his blessed fingers. And spittle cannot exist in something which is made up of fire, and hence the jinn can be punished by fire as well. Now, the jinn, when were they created? They were created before man. Allah says, we created man from dry clay, from black mud. And wal janna khalaqnahu min qablu min nari samum. And we created the jinn before from the fire of hot wind. So we learn from the Quran that the jinn were created before men. The jinn were created before insan, before the human race. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that the jinn are of three types. The first type have wings and they fly through the air. The first type of jinn have wings and they fly through the air. The second, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, look like snakes and dogs. And the third, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, they travel about. They move about. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not give too much of detail with regards the third category of jinn. So broadly speaking, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has told us that there are three types of jinn. Now, the question that would arise is, do jinn have bodies or don't they have bodies? There's various views. The minority view is that the jinn does not have a body at all. That's a minority view. The majority view is that the jinn does have a body. Right? Some say it's a body with density, but we can't see it. Others say it's a very subtle body. It's a very subtle body, right? The question that flows from there is, can the jinn then enter the body of a human? There are those who say no, they can't. And that's a minority view. The majority view is that because they are so subtle, they can enter the body of a human. And there's more detail to that that we will discuss, inshallah, in time to come. Do the jinn die? Yes, they die. So they never existed from ever before. That's an exclusive quality of Allah. And they will never exist forever after, because that's also an exclusive quality of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. We learn from a hadith where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, in making dua, he said, I seek refuge in your might. There is no God but you, O you who do not die. The jinn and men die. This is a narration of Bukhari. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was making dua to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, he said, oh Allah, you are the one who doesn't die. Men and jinn, we die. Allah says, kullu man alayha fan wa yabqa wajhu rabbika dhul jalali wal ikram, that everything on the face of this earth, everything in existence will perish. And the only thing that will remain is Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So yes, the jinn will die. Do they live longer lives than humans? There are many suggestions that they do, much longer. And we'll go into those details in time to come. But they do eventually die. At some point or the other, they will die. Even Iblis, he asked for respite. He said, he asked Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to grant him respite. Ila yawmiddin, up to the day of Qiyamah. But then he will also have to die. He will not live forever, and he did not exist from ever before. So that answers that question. They also, the jinn, they have the ability to take the form of different animals, humans. So they can make themselves visible. They have that power, the scholars tell us, to take on different forms and different shapes, and even come in human form. So on the occasion of when the Quraysh gathered in Darun Nadwa to discuss what to do with Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Shaitan came in the form of an old man from Najd. Then there's a narration of Abu Sa'id Khudri radiallahu anhu, where he says that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, a group of jinn in Medina have become Muslim. If one of you sees any of these resident jinn, you should issue it a warning for 3 days. Then if it appears to you after that, kill it, for it is a shaitan. So it shows that it does have the ability. Generally speaking, They are absent from the view of humans. Human eye cannot generally see a jinn, but they can take a particular form of a human, or they can take a form of a particular animal and make themselves visible to human beings. We'll leave it there for today, inshallah, and continue the discussion. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.